Florida prisons to begin identifying criminal illegal aliens in custody. By John Binder on November 26, 2019. Prison guards in the state of Florida, under Gov. Ron DeSantis's R. leadership, will begin identifying criminal illegal aliens in custody to help combat illegal immigration. State officials confirmed to local media that as part of Florida's 287G agreement with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, a handful of prison guards will be authorized to identify and process criminal illegal aliens who are booked into state prisons and deemed a public risk. I believe public safety is important to maintain the best quality of life in our communities, which is why I am extremely pleased that the legislature gave me a sanctuary city bill I signed into law, DeSantis said in a statement. The plan is to ensure that convicted criminal illegal aliens are not released back into the public after serving their prison sentences. DeSantis has implemented one of the most pro-enforcement agendas in the nation, banning sanctuary cities in Florida last year and now pushing for statewide mandatory E-Verify to ban employers from hiring illegal aliens over American citizens. In the latest University of North Florida poll, 82% of Hispanic voters in Florida said they approve of the job DeSantis is doing as governor, along with 72% of all Florida voters, 76% of white Floridians, and even 56% of Democrats. Today, Florida has the fourth largest foreign-born population in the county, with more than 4.1 million illegal aliens, legal immigrants, and foreign-born naturalized citizens. California, Texas, and New York continue to have the largest foreign-born populations in the county. California, a sanctuary state, has almost as many foreign-born residents as New York, Texas, and Florida combined, with more than 10.5 million illegal aliens, legal residents, and foreign-born naturalized citizens living in the state. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.